We currently live in a world with no buzzer beaters, no double plays, no touchdowns, no goals. There's not even a photo finish. Hell, you can't even thumb war if you wanted to. Our society has correctly canceled everything competitive as a result of a global pandemic. And now we're in an unprecedented time where we have no sports. So I'm here to ask, what are the athletes doing now? This is the No Sports Report, and I'm Jensen Karp. I'm an Emmy-nominated comedy writer who's worked on the ESPYs, NFL on Fox, Sacha Baron Cohen's Who Is America, and the Grammys. But you may know me as a former rapper named Hot Carl. It's a section of my life that netted a million-dollar recording contract with Interscope Records at 19 years old, but then created quite a story of failure that led to a memoir called Kanye West Owes Me $300. But also, you may have read about me recently when I was laid off from my morning show job at LA's K-Rock radio station over the phone during a pandemic. So I know firsthand about how hard things can be right now for people. But above all else, I'm a sports fan, and I'm in dire need of something to follow right now. So each episode, I'll be talking to the best athletes, coaches, commentators, and legends from around the sports world, asking them how they've adapted now that the game they've loved and basically trained every day of their lives to compete professionally in has disappeared. How are they entertaining themselves? Are they keeping in shape? Are their kids bothering them? Have they started a TikTok account? Are they binging that show about a maniac with tigers? Have they started watching YouTube videos of impressive model train collections? No? Just me? Okay, fair enough. These are weird times for all of us. But for some reason, I just keep thinking about these athletes. What are they doing? How are they holding up? I guess I'm just used to seeing them every day, and now I miss them. So that's what I'm doing. I'm checking in and making sure they're doing okay. During this MVP, most volatile pandemic. Listen, I won't say that again.